ஸ்டா ஆக்ட்ரஸ் எனக்கு தெரியும், ஹெர்பர்ட் தாம்சன், HERBERT, ஹெர்பர்ட், HERBERT, பி எஸ் என் பாய், ஹெர்பர்ட் தாம்சன், THOMPSON, டி எஸ் என் தாமஸ், தாம்சன், THOMPSON, பி எஸ் என் பால், their birth is 2/10/1955. It was at 2/24/22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Sohit Khanna, SOHIT Khanna, KHANNA, MD, Dr. Sohit Khanna, MD, cardiothoracic surgery. Next, next paragraph, chief complaint is history of obstructive sleep apnea, and coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 67-year-old obese male who has recently been evaluated for atrial fibrillation and shortness of breath, underwent a cardiac catheterization, and found to have multivessel critical coronary artery disease. The patient has a history of atrial fibrillation and hypertension, and has been short of breath for about 6 months. It was mainly during exertion and was relieved upon resting. The ejection fraction was noted to be 40%. The patient has also a history for obstructive sleep apnea, for which he has been on a CPAP mask at night at 12 centimeter water pressure. And he has chronic back pain as well. The patient is a known diabetic for over 20 years. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension, history of diabetes mellitus type 2, past history of hyperlipidemia, and history for lymphedema of both lower extremities and osteoarthritis. He has hypertension and he had a nasal polypectomy done in the past. He also has lumbar disc disease and anemia of chronic disease. And had coronary artery disease with stenting. Next paragraph. Medalist included cardizem 180 milligrams daily, bistolic 20 milligrams daily, allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, and ZTA 10 milligrams a day. Next, also on Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, glyburide 5 milligrams BID, Crestor 10 milligrams daily, telmisartan 80 milligrams a day, doxazosin 8 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had heart disease, father died of prostate cancer. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies smoking. Drinks alcohol rarely. Works as a educator. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and weight gain. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency. No hematuria. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. And he has heartburn and no abdominal pains, no diarrhea or constipation. He has chronic leg edema with lymphedema. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This obese elderly male who is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 135/80, pulse is 98, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 365, saturation 94. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue moist, throat is clear, nasal mucosity matters. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds to the basis with occasional crackles of the lung basis. Heart, the absence of irregular as on an S2 no mama. The abdomen, soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 2 plus edema. And chronic lymphedema. No calf tenderness. A Homan sign is negative. Reflexes 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Next paragraph. The CT demonstrated interstitial prominence with small bilateral effusions. PFTs done this past week showed mild restrictive disease. And no significant change following the use of bronchodilators. The patient's labs demonstrate BUN of 11, creatinine 1.1, hemoglobin of 11.7. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is pulmonary edema with mild pleural effusion. Number 3 is critical coronary artery disease. I'm sorry, critical multivessel coronary artery disease. And number four, hypertension. Number five, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number six is anemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest x-ray this week. He was placed on a Ventolin and HFA inhaler 2+, QIDPRN. He will also use the CPAP mask nightly at 12 centimeter water pressure. The patient is a moderate risk for coronary artery bypass grafting surgery, and he was advised to lose weight and may need to have BiPAP postoperatively. I will be available for follow-up after his surgery. Thank you for this consultation. This doctor is a copy of this for Dr. Sohit Khanna. SOHIT Khanna, KHANNA MD, and also to Dr. Luther St. James, MD, LUTHER, Luther St. James, MD. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.